Topic 83, Impersonality. 1. Impersonality, particularly for high-grade integrated people, is especially difficult to achieve. There is a close relation between impersonality and detachment. Study this. Many cherished ideas, many hard-won qualities, many carefully nurtured righteousness, and many powerfully formulated beliefs militate against impersonality. It is hard for the disciple, during the process of his early training, to hold earnestly to his own ideals and to pursue forcefully his own spiritual integration and yet remain impersonally oriented towards other people. He seeks recognition of his struggle and achievement. He longs to have the light which he has kindled draw forth a reaction from others. He wants to be known as a disciple. He aches to show his power and his highly developed love nature so that he may evoke admiration or at least challenge. But nothing happens. He is looked upon as no better than all the rest of his brothers. Life, therefore, proves dissatisfying. These truths of self-analysis are seldom definitely faced or formulated by you, and therefore, because I seek to help you, I formulate them for you and face you with them. It is hard for intelligent men and women to see others closely associated with them, dealing with life and problems from a totally different angle to your own, handling them in a weak or stupid way from the angle of the disciple, and making apparently serious errors in judgment or technique. Yet, brother of old, why are you so sure that you are right and that your point of view is necessarily correct? It may be that your slant on life and your interpretation of a situation needs readjustment, and that your motives and attitudes could be more elevated or purer. And even if they are for you the highest and the best that you can achieve at any given time, then pursue your way and leave your brother to pursue his. This attitude of non-interference and the refusal to criticize in no way prevents service to each other or constructive group relations. Perhaps you can see clearly what is the group weakness and who it is that is keeping the group back from finer activity. That is well and good, provided that you continue to love and serve and to refrain from criticism. It is a wrong attitude to seek assiduously to straighten out your brother, to chide him or seek to impose your will on him or your point of view, though it is always legitimate to express ideas and make suggestion. Continue with your own soul discipline and leave your brothers to continue theirs. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 48 through 49. 2. The door closes behind the initiate, who is now an accepted member of his group, and as the old commentary puts it, quote, "Its sound in closing informs the watching world that the initiate has passed into a secret place, and that to reach him in the real sense, they too must pass that door." Unquote. This conveys the thought of individual self-initiation to which all must be subjected, and indicates also the loneliness of the initiate as he moves forward. He does not yet understand all that his group as a whole grasps. He is himself not understood by those on the other side of the door. He has sensed for some time the group with which he is now affiliated and is becoming increasingly aware of their spiritual impersonality, which seems to him to be almost a form of aloofness, and which in no way feeds in him those elements which are of a personality nature. He therefore suffers. Those left behind as a part of his old life in no way comprehend his basic, even if undeveloped, impersonality. This attitude of theirs invokes in him, when sensed, a resentment and a criticism which he realizes is not right, but which at this stage he seems unable to avoid, while those he criticizes endeavor to tear him down, or at the least to make him feel despised and uncomfortable. In the early stages he takes refuge from those left behind by withdrawing himself and by much unnecessary and almost obtrusive silence. He learns to penetrate into the consciousness of his new group by strenuously endeavoring to develop their capacity for spiritual impersonality. He knows it is something which he must achieve, and as he achieves it, he discovers that this impersonality is not based on indifference or upon preoccupation as he had thought, but upon a deep understanding, upon a dynamic focus on world service, upon a sense of proportion, and upon a detachment which makes true help possible. Thus the door and the past are left behind. Saint Paul attempted to express this idea when he said, "Forgetting the things which are behind, press forward towards the prize of your high calling in Christ." I would ask your attention to the word calling. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 72 through 73. 3. You might here ask me if there is one single mode or means whereby a disciple can begin to approximate this seemingly impossible goal. I would reply, by the steady practice of impersonality, with its subsidiary attitude of indifference where personal desires, contacts, and goals are concerned. Such an impersonality is little understood, and even when cultivated by well-intentioned aspirants, has a selfish basis. Ponder on this, and endeavor to achieve impersonality through self-forgetfulness and through the decentralization of the focus of consciousness from the personality, where it is usually centered, into the living, loving soul. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 82. 4. The Master looks for an effort on the part of the disciple to be impersonal in his dealings, both with him and with his co-disciples. Impersonality is the first step upon the road to spiritual love and understanding. The effort of most sincere disciples is usually concentrated upon loving each other, and in this, to use an old simile, they put the cart before the horse. Their effort should be to achieve, first of all, impersonality in their dealings, for when that has been achieved, criticism dies out and love can pour in. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 737. See also the topics Detachment and Indifference.